1. The parties at the Tuñón's house always ended unquestionably late, and since the hosts enjoyed costume parties in particular, it was not unusual to see chinas poblanas with their folkloric skirts and ribbons in their hair arrive in the company of a harlequin or a cowboy. Their chauffeurs, rather than waiting outside the Tuñón's house in vain, had systematized the nights. They would head off to eat tacos at a street stand, or even visit a maid who worked in one of the nearby homes, a courtship as delicate as a Victorian melodrama. Some of the chauffeurs would cluster together, sharing cigarettes and stories. A couple took naps. After all, they knew full well that no one was going to abandon that party until after 1 a.m. So the couple stepping out of the party at 10 p.m. therefore broke convention. What's worse, the man's driver had left to fetch himself dinner and could not be found. The young man looked distressed, trying to determine how to proceed. He had worn a papier-mâché horse's head, a choice that now came back to haunt him as they'd have to make the journey through the city with this cumbersome prop. Noemi had warned him she wanted to win the costume contest, placing ahead of Laura Quesada and her beau, and thus he'd made an effort that now seemed misplaced, since his companion did not dress as she had said she would. Noemi Taboada had promised she'd rent a jockey outfit, complete with a riding crop. It was supposed to be a clever and slightly scandalous choice, since she'd heard Laura was going to attend as Eve, with a snake wrapped around her neck. In the end, Noemi changed her mind. The jockey costume was ugly and scratched her skin. So instead, she wore a green gown with white applique flowers and didn't bother to tell her date about the switch.
What now?
3 blocks from here, there's a big avenue. We can find a taxi there, she told Hugo. Say, do you have a cigarette?
Cigarette? I don't even know where I put my wallet, Hugo replied, palming his jacket with one hand. Besides, don't you always carry cigarettes in your purse? I would think you're cheap and can't buy your own if I didn't know any better.
It's so much more fun when a gentleman offers a lady a cigarette.
I can't even offer you a mint tonight.
Do you think I might have left my wallet back at the house? She did not reply. Hugo was having a difficult time carrying the horse's head under his arm. He almost dropped it when they reached the avenue. Noemi raised a slender arm and hailed a taxi. Once they were inside the car, Hugo was able to put the horse's head down on the seat.
You could have told me I didn't have to bring this thing after all, he muttered, noticing the smile on the driver's face and assuming he was having fun at his expense.